Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Welcome. Dobro jutro. This is Kathy Watson. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Imagine thousands of shows and millions of listeners. Your voice could be heard worldwide. All of the shows are archived. And it's always my pleasure to be with you on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Now, I do want to remind you that on Friday, the show is at 8 a.m. Central Time. But Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, it's 12:30 lunchtime in America. But you know what's so exciting about having the show on Blog Talk Radio? It reaches listeners in any country in the world. Did you hear what I said? This show is reaching listeners in any country in the world. And it is my pleasure to bring you eclectic topics, maybe controversial, but never, never boring. And today's show, If Pigs Could Fly. Pigs can't fly, but on an island in the Bahamas, you can swim with the pigs. Now, I have to tell you, I kid you not, this was a first for me. And I got the article out of New York Times. I take the New York Times Sunday, once a week. It gives me a plethora of topics that I could extrapolate and share with you. But can you imagine pigs swimming? I had to go back to the article several times because I went, what? So I started to read the article, and I thought, I have to share it with my vast listening audience. And you could weigh in on the subject today. 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. I know they oink, oink, oink. And I think piggies are just so cute. But swimming? I'll go on with the article after I finish giving you all the information because you know this entire week we're talking about the lure of traffic, of travel. And tomorrow's show at 12:30, it's Destination Cuba. It's the first time a U.S. president to visit Cuba in 87 years. And then on Friday, mythical sights. Be an adventurer, traverse the map for glorious cities and treasures that remain uncharted. Is your trip going to be same old, same old, same old? Be an adventurer. Do something. We talked about Africa. I really wanted to go to Romania, to Anna Osland's spa. I wanted to dance with the gypsies up in the mountains, but I wound up sitting in a van with Simon and Wilson and my traveling companions. It was a photo tour of Africa. And don't be afraid to go. Do you think any travel agency in their right mind is going to send you to a country and not have you protected? The land is majestic. You have to know, my dear, that the animals reign supreme in Africa. And in my mind's eye, I could see me sitting in the lodge at Amboseli in Kiliguni at the foothill of Mount Kilimanjaro. Oh, what memories. And, of course, I took photos. And when you write a journal and you start to read it, it brings back all kinds. I was reading it the other day, and I was going, oh, my gosh, I'd forgotten about that. Oh, this is awesome. So whatever you're doing, Whether you're going with your significant other or tour and taking your family, be sure that everyone jots down points of interest, something that really touched them sentimentally, and they want to remember it for time and all eternity. Write it down. Call in 347-637-3789. Live with Kathy is archived. After the show, you could log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on If Pigs Could Fly, The Lure of Traffic. And tomorrow, Destination Cuba. Friday, Mythical Sights. You know, we're here on this planet Earth. You know, there are no do-overs. Why don't you be original and get excited about the ports of call? And then we'll talk about taking a cruise, too. Water and wind, two powerful elements that you can't even, don't even try to be better or to oppose them. What I love on board ship, when we have high wind, and of course we get the high water, and the ship is rocking back and forth, legend has it that a mermaid has been jilted, and she's taking it out on the ship. Good for her. I just love it. You can email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Tell me what your heart desire is. Where do you want to go? What's on your bucket list? Oh, by the way, that's new to me. I had no idea that people had a bucket list. I just jot down my intention and I just simply move on it. Bucket list. Is it going to be a summer vacation of intrigue, or is it going to be the same old, same old, same old? Or are you going to think out of the box and you have these memories for time and all eternity? Log on simplyageless.net and KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons, the presentations, the pageants, the books, the video. Oh, April 27th, Wednesday. Write that down, April 27th, Wednesday at 12:30 Central Time. Roger and I will be performing Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare live. No one in the world has thought of pairing soul songs and Shakespeare. James Brown and the Bard. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. Wait till you hear his voice. And I'll be meeting with him tomorrow. And we'll go over the format, the idea. It's original. Our bags are packed. I don't care where you live. But just know that the rates are individually assessed. We would love to entertain you, to perform for you. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May. And then Roger, with his God-given voice, wait till you hear it. Now you're on my website. Click on books. Scroll down. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. Methods, techniques, secrets are all natural. Hey, move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets, the formula to the Fountain of Youth. Scroll down. Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. You won't be able to put the books down. Nonfiction. Author House for choices. The Elixir, ebook and soft copy. You could only get it through me, and you know how to reach me. Now, I've been told, sidebar, that I talk a little too fast. Well, I don't think you really want me to slow it down, because you see, the show is archived, and you could always go and log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on any of the dates and hear the show. My pleasure. The Heart of the Lion. Ah, with Tom Puttrick. Traversing the Masai Mara, the Serengeti, witnessing the migration of the wildebeest, the desert rose, the ostrich, grand gazelles, cheetahs, lions, elephants, magnificent. The book is available at Ex Libris and Amazon.com. That is fiction and nonfiction. It's up to you to decide what is the nonfiction. Live with Kathy, brought to you in part by 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. 114 of us came together to share our story. We are standing on top of Mount Kilimanjaro with our dream in our hand, but it doesn't end there. We're moving higher on the path of life, which has no ending, only new opportunities, new vistas and portals to explore. Sky's the limit. Soar with the eagles. Get the book, self-help or Amazon.com. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, before I get into if pigs could fly, let's acknowledge my supporters. Live with Kathy is sponsored, but I think of them as supporters. Well, you know, we're in this together. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Ironworkers Impact. Can't you just feel the energy? Titanic Shaping and Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. They have each other's back. They walk alongside each other. Ironworkers International. The sisterhood, the brotherhood, the Dom Perignon of the trades. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn? Log on ironworkers.org. And we did a show on ironworkers. It was on April 14th. You have to hear the show. And you'll hear fanfare to the common man, Aaron Copeland. Ironworkers, what a noble profession. Male and female. It is my pleasure to share this information with you and to educate you to the artistry and the creativity of ironworkers. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Hoffman Estates Park District, 2009 National Gold Medal Award winners. Ah, we all stood on the top of Mount Kilimanjaro with our excellence. And if you're bored and lonely, it's your choice. Log on to heparks.org. And we have a 50-plus consortium directed by Rika Cuff. She does a magnificent job. Log on heparks.org. Well, April 18th cometh and goeth. How did you do with your tax? Greg McIntyre is our CPA. ahtax@ameritech.net. He is brilliant. And, you know, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and health. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Looks do matter. If you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. Learn how to neutralize them. The book is available through Kathy Watson. E-book or soft copy? Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. Her book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Are you walking around with TNT? Toxic negative thinking? It's doing you in. You are the creator of your life. Get her book. You'll love it. Now, are you going to have enough money this month, or is it going to be more month than money? Home-based businesses are exploding, and I have the formula. Get in touch with me, Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net, to be your own CEO and realize that there's a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, pay your bills. And this is an opportunity to challenge yourself while making money. But do you believe in yourself? Most people don't. And it's a business. Most home-based businesses fail in about 60 days because they don't handle it as a business. I have the formula. In fact, it's in the book Choices by Lee Puttrick. Did I pique your interest? You know how to get in touch with me. I want you to enjoy your life like it's golden. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And today's show is, oh, this is just too much. Pigs can't fly. Hey, but how about going to the island, on the tiny island in the Bahamas? Yeah, you can swim with the pigs. It's usually you can swim with the dolphins, but I'm telling you, this is a first for me. You can interact with pigs, large and small. You know, well, sometimes they've noticed that the pigs are friendlier than humans. Now, you're out in your boat or your yacht, and imagine a pig swimming out to your boat. Now, this I read about in the New York Times Magazine, April 3rd. Tourists and pigs mingle on Big Major Kay, K-A-Y, in the Bahamas. Major, M-A-J-A-R. O-R-K in the Bahamas. Big Major K in the island that is uninhabited and thickly forested is home to a dozen pigs. How on earth did they get there? It's just amazing. Now, can you imagine? Oh, the animals we love. Here's an English woman. And she was 300 feet offshore in the Bahamas when a pig smelled her pizza and swam out to ask for a bite. And she said, you know, after that, I lusted to find pigs that swim. So, for 30 years, she has been photographing the animals. It is an uninhabited island, lots of forest. About a dozen pigs live there, and there are many different stories about how that happened. Some say the pigs swam to the island after a shipwreck. I didn't know they knew how to swim. Did you? Others say sailors left them here, planning to come back and eat them. Huh. The family of the woman from whom I rented a cottage on a nearby Kay said that they brought their pigs to the Kay in 1990s. Recently, they've become a kind of phenomenon. The comedian Amy Schumer posted a photograph on Instagram, showed her and her buddies, including Jerry Seinfeld, hanging out with one of the pigs on the island. Now, this is what's really interesting. They're very tolerant of people. They decide what the relationship with the tourist will be, depending on how the tourists react to them. And yeah, they expect to be fed. Huh. And she goes on to say, when I was there in February, one of the larger spotted pigs knew how to sit for food or whatever was in the bottle, even beer. A lot of people brought salad and bread. They're not too crazy about salad, as they already have it on the island. But being pigs, they ate it all. Now, in the end, watching pigs was secondary to watching the people. People want the semi-wild, unpredictable pig experience and can become unbelievably and uproariously happy despite the fact that they probably ate bacon and eggs for breakfast. Now, they have photos of them. Here's the mommy pig. She was a little skinny compared to other adult pigs. She sometimes looked like a dog to me. Oh, I realized that she got less food. She initially said hi to the tourists, but then she stayed with the piglets near the foliage. The teenage and adult pigs were not as cute as the younger pigs. They're big, and they will bite you if provoked. On my boat, I tried my best to lure the big pigs up to the side. But only the skinny mommy pig could hoist herself up. The 200-pounder stayed in the water. Oh, the little mommy pig looks like a miniature puppy dog. There's nothing to fool with. Now, let me give you some more information on them. Well, usually on Saturday, that's when the tourist trade is the liveliest. Come with cruise ships, blared music, Sunday, calmer, Monday morning, yoga groups and family groups on much smaller boats. But they're interacting with the pigs. Now, I was privy to the pigs biting a few tourists. I would have bitten them, too, because of their behavior, which ranged from touching the pigs all over, even while they slept, to trying to ride them. You know, human beings, you could be disgusting. But pigs do swim. Do something exciting this year. Go to the Bahamas. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And on unusual, over-the-top vacation destinations, tourism 2016. Huh. In an Arizona desert, you could find remains of the creatures that crawled through the tropics before T-Rex and other fierce giants dominated the earth. Dawn of the dinosaur. Did you ever really think about that? You could go. It's the Arizona desert. It's the Petrified Forest National Park. You know, it's the kind of place that sneaks up on you. As you cruise at a brisk 80 miles an hour along Highway 40 in Arizona, a sea of sage, rabbit bush, and grass stretches from the road's shoulder to the horizon. This cloaking makes the transformation all the more dramatic once you reach the park. Wouldn't that be exciting for you and your kids? It's right here in the States, in Arizona, Petrified Forest National Park. For not far inside the gate, the low scrub opens into the reds, blues, and grays of the painted desert. Most visitors drive from one end to another, perhaps stopping to wander loops lined with petrified tree specimens. Gazing at the exposed rocks, They're invited to imagine a time when forests and rivers clothe this corner of the world. They cannot be blamed for picturing various roaring dinosaurs loose on the land. Oh, there's an awesome photo of them. Since rock shops and gas stations just outside the park features towering concrete or wooden dinosaur statues that hold their jaws in frozen snarls. Right here in Arizona. But the actual dinosaurs that scurried through these ancient forests and floodplains weren't the fearsome giants featured on children's lunchboxes. In fact, if you were to travel, were to time travel back to before the forest was petrified, you'd be quite lucky to glimpse even a fuzzy little dog-sized dinosaur darting through the tree stands or striding along the riverbank. Most of the creatures you'd encounter would be strictly non-dinosaurian, with low ambling gaits or plate-like armor down their back. At the time, those other lineages seemed poised to outcompete and dominate dinosaurs together, petrified forests. These Triassic weirdos are the main attraction. Do you realize that you don't have to leave our country? That we have fascinating, luring ports of call for you to visit. Now, you can see some of the remains at the Rainbow Forest Museum, a low beige building that blends into the vast expanse of the desert around it. Fluorescent lights shine on skeletons belonging to four prehistoric creatures. All of these appeared on the evolutionary stage during the Triassic between 252 million and 200 million years ago, just after the worst mass extinction of all time. The world's ecosystems had just been wiped clean. How did that happen? More than 75% of known species on land and 95% of the species in the seas had died. But life came roaring back into a world of new possibilities. What was our world like? Prehistoric. What was it like? There is Bill Parker, who studies the history. He recalls a day in 2014 when he discovered a link to the in the evolutionary chain. He was leading a school group at fossil-rich area called the Dying Grounds, a barren gray stone in the middle of a sun-baked desert. Standing on a hill, he said he stood on at least 50 times before, he spotted a neck vertebrae and toes sticking out of the ground. These turned out to be the first of more than 800 bones representing a newly discovered reptile, not a dinosaur or crocodile, but from a lineage from an even earlier time before these two groups split from each other. We're talking about 230 million years ago. What was it like? What happened? What happened to the dinosaur? Listening to Live with Kathy, The Lure of Travel, yesterday, on the 19th. Today, If Pigs Could Fly, and Dawn of the Dinosaur. Look into our prehistoric times. Make it a family affair. Be adventuresome, and then be sure, write a journal and be in touch with me. Until then, happy journey. Au revoir.